This is a book about how we make history. There are lots of ways we remember the past. In song, in verse, in movies and TV shows, in art, in artifacts, in exhibitions and festivals. We tell our stories in fiction, in non-fiction, in propaganda, in anecdotes, in jokes. This book looks at one particular and controversial form of historical storytelling. Statues. Statues are intended, literally, to set the past in stone. As we'll see, that doesn't always work. In 2020, statues across the world were pulled down in an extraordinary wave of iconoclasm. There had been such waves before, during the English Reformation, the French Revolution, the fall of the Soviet Union, and so on. But the 2020 iconoclasm was global. Across former imperial powers and their former colonial possessions, from the United States and the United Kingdom to Canada, South Africa, the Caribbean, India, Bangladesh, and New Zealand, Black Lives Matter protesters defaced and hauled down statues of slaveholders, Confederates, and imperialists. Edward Colston was hurled into the harbour in Bristol, England. Robert E. Lee was covered in graffiti in Richmond, Virginia. Christopher Columbus was toppled in Minnesota, beheaded in Massachusetts, and thrown into a lake in Virginia. King Leopold II of the Belgians was set on fire in Antwerp and doused in red paint in Ghent. Winston Churchill was daubed with the words, "Is a racist," in London. Some feared that this was becoming a frenzy. In the United States, Confederate statues had long been a focus for public protest, but soon statues of national icons and progressive figures were attacked too. Protesters in Madison, Wisconsin, tore down the Forward statue celebrating women's rights, and another of an abolitionist. A statue of the abolitionist Frederick Douglass in Rochester, New York, was knocked clean off its base. It was unclear if the perpetrators were confused anti-fascists or fascists retaliating for the removal of Confederates and slaveholders. The statue of the Little Mermaid in Copenhagen, Denmark, was daubed with the words, "racist fish." That one was probably just a prank. The backlash was led by President Donald Trump, who signed an executive order declaring, "Many of the rioters, arsonists, and left-wing extremists who have carried out and supported these acts have explicitly identified themselves with ideologies, such as Marxism, that call for the destruction of the United States system of government." The order reiterated that those who damaged federal property could face 10 years in jail. "Individuals and organizations have the right to peacefully advocate for either the removal or the construction of any monument," it concluded. "But no individual or group has the right to damage, deface, or remove any monument by use of force." Trump visited Mount Rushmore, where, according to South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, he told her it was his dream to have his own face carved into the mountain alongside Washington, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Lincoln. "I started laughing," she said. He wasn't laughing, so he was totally serious.